myself. My name is indeed Diego Daniel Gonzalez. I use Pyotr Volkov as a pseudonym because of safety reasons, as because living here is not that easy, and that is why I choose a pseudonym. Well, in my presentation, I want to talk about the radical subjectivity and his relationship with what we understand as democracy, against the true understanding, the classical understanding, and what is the antagonist. First of all, my basic point is to say that what Greeks, at least in his conception, said about democracy, has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the modern conception of democracy, which is more in line with what the Greeks call the demagoguery, the mob rule. Well, I will explain why radical subjectivity is crucial in all this. The reason is because only the radical subjectivity can fully understand his authentic will and put it forward to make it a kind of political working. The man who is ignorant, the man who is incapable of reaching that radical subjectivity will be unable to do anything, and his will be not his a representative of his inner self, but just what I call a mere manifested will, which is opposed to their really authentic inner will. The what we today call as democracy is the government of the manifested will, the false will, the demagoguery, the government of the lies, which has nothing to do with democracy in this classic Greek realization, in which democracy only worked when citizens were conscious of his true political will and not in a state of ignorance. In that case, Greek philosophers always warn us that democracy corrupted itself and was no longer democracy. But nowadays, in the present, we believe that we live in democracy, which is not true. The true definition of the Western system is the system of demagoguery, the system of listening to the voice of the tribune and pretending that that is democracy, while in reality, that is just like a puppeteer moving the strings and indeed the puppets thinks that they really have the control, but they don't have any sort of control. Well, what is the antithesis of the radical subject? Then the antithesis is, of course, what we despectively call today as on social media as the sheep, the people sheep, those who not have a will of their own and follow what they think are the voice of the experts or his low passions, and throw that into politics. Well, Dugin has put forward a fundamental thesis, which is to more or less simplify for political theory, in order that design, which requires of being there. What means this? In order to be there, we must to really be ourselves, and that is a way to create what Dugin calls in Russian word "народ," the people, because the antithesis of the people is what we call masses. What is the difference between the people, "народ," and the masses? The people, "народ," needs to be conscious of himself, needs to reach his authentic will, needs to have a radical subjectivity. And in the meanwhile, the mere mass does not have anything of that. The mere masses, what we call the mass, is unconscious, and while the mass is the object of what we mistakenly call democracy today, Narod, the true people, is what in reality should correspond to a real classical definition of democracy, which today does not exist. Democracy has died long ago, if there it was practiced at any time, which I believe it was not, because it's almost utopical democracy. Because democracy supposes citizens who are able to know in full his authentic inner reality and put that as a trustable government of the will of a people, and not the will of a mass of unconscious masses who are easy to dominate by modern media, by modern protest organizations who are chaining the political will of the people in every continent, because it's a universal reality. So today there was a talking about this in artificial intelligence, the modern world, even transhumanism. But all this happens because when the subject is absent, when there is no subject, the logical consequence is something to replace that with artificial thing, because there is a void, there is nothing. There is no authentic will, there is no radical subjectivity, that something else replaces the void. And to end this exponentiation of mine, I want to address the question of Dugin. He said, well, the essential question of philosophy is to address why there is something nothing. Why there is something? Why there is a reality? And the only answer to that is because never was a beginning and neither an end. Reality does not know of a beginning or an end of days. And that is a denial of time, because we must acknowledge time as an illusion who traps men. And when men becomes aware that he is trapped in a prison, in a sort of matrix, he obviously becomes radicalized. And that is what I want to make as my exponentiation. And thank you, Mr. Dugin. I hope my work can be published in Italian language by a friend here, Maria Lorenzo Pacini. I hope I have to withdraw my book for Amazon, because all books were being banned. Saving books were really recently banned for Amazon, I think. And all this massive Syria attack, my work was also attacked. Well, I hope to finally overcome this current situation. And thank you, all of you for listening. I don't want to extend very much, because I am new author, and thank you all. Thank you very, very much.